More than 400 people died last year from drug overdoses in New Hampshire, and that number is expected to surpass 500 this year. But as our numbers increase, in many parts of Europe, drug overdose deaths are declining. During a three-week fellowship in Germany earlier this year, NHPR reporter Paige Sutherland decided to dig into Germany's drug policies to see what's different, what's worked, and what New Hampshire might learn as it continues to tackle an opioid crisis. In a series called Through the Looking Glass, every morning this week you'll hear stories about Germany's policies, from rooms where addicts can legally use to needle machines in prisons. Today, Paige Sutherland begins with a look at the country's philosophy toward drugs and how it governs public policy.
When I got off the train at Kottbusser Tor at noon one day in Berlin, the first thing I saw was a young woman stooped on the steps, smoking heroin. She was out in the open, tinfoil on display, and lighter in hand. And once I exited the platform, the second thing I saw were two police cruisers stationed there. This is normal here.
Sometimes there are up to 100 persons at this corner. It's a drug user, and there are a lot of people, the crowd, standing over there.
Astrid Leitch heads the nonprofit Fixpunk. The group runs needle exchange programs in Berlin, including a mobile one that stops by this area three times a week. Leitch says when it comes to arresting drug users, it's not the police department's priority. Berlin's lead detective within the narcotics department, Michel Wolfert, can vouch for this. He says the city's officers are trained not to treat addicts as criminals.
Addiction is not a crime, it's a disease, you know? And we got to adapt ourselves and our work to this philosophy. But basically, the mentality concerning dealers and organized crime groups that smuggling drugs into Germany keep the same way. Enforcement, enforcement, enforcement.
And enforcement is centered on high-level dealers. Recently, his department seized 80 kilograms of heroin, which is 10 times the amount seized in 2015. When dealers do get arrested, the jail time they face is significantly less than in the States. The highest sentence for dealing in Germany is up to 15 years, half what one could serve in New Hampshire. And for anyone with a sentence less than 2 years, even low-level dealers, there's the option of going to a drug treatment program rather than jail. Berlin's drug czar, Christine Kuhler-Azara, says they believe locking people up doesn't work.
People are not deciding by their own free will to take drugs, but it's the disease that forced them that they had to take the drugs. They cannot control it by themselves. So you need time, but you have to give them the chance to get medical and psychological, psychiatric help.
In Germany, the treatment ranges. There's residential care, medically assisted therapy, needle exchange programs, and then these so-called drug consumption rooms, where people can use drugs freely. And statistics show this comprehensive, more a la carte approach has worked for Germany. Since the country's first heroin outbreak beginning in the 1970s, the number of heroin users and drug-related deaths are significantly down. At its peak, there was 2,500 drug-related deaths. Now, there are 900. Last year in Berlin, a city with 3.4 million people, 154 people died from a drug overdose. That's nearly three times fewer deaths than happened in New Hampshire, whose population is a third of the size. Hepatitis C and HIV numbers have also dropped. In the 90s, around 40% of heroin users had HIV. Today, that number is roughly 4%. Hepatitis C hasn't fallen as drastically. It's down to 70%. Health experts say that's because many current drug users contracted the virus prior to some of Germany's harm reduction policies. But the shift in policies did not happen overnight. It took decades, according to Anglo Michels, the right-hand man for Germany's drug czar. He says it wasn't until HIV numbers spiked in the early 90s that lawmakers agreed abstinence wasn't working.
More and more people involved in this field recognize that it is not enough, that it is will not help. We did have this kind of drug treatment system, but only 5% of the users used this. And we had quite, in the beginning at that time, quite high dropout rates. So that's why more and more rapidly changed this policy.
But keep in mind, there are many factors that likely contribute to Germany's success. One, Germany has had universal health care for decades, meaning treatment for addicts is fully covered. And secondly, for years, the country has funded substance abuse treatment. In Berlin, the city sets aside roughly 10 million euros for prevention and treatment a year. But in general, could Germany's system work in the U.S.? Some academics have looked into this question, such as Peter Reuter, a professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy and Department of Criminology. But his focus in 2009 was on whether Baltimore specifically should look into heroin-assisted therapy, something Germany began doing that same year. The idea is this. Heroin users who've unsuccessfully tried other kinds of treatment, including methadone, are prescribed heroin by licensed doctors. His conclusion was that it's helped and is something worth exploring. So far, Baltimore has yet to do so.
For professionals who have dedicated their life to reducing heroin use, the notion that part of the solution is actually to provide heroin is kind of a mental somersault.
But Christian Hennis, who runs a drug consumption room at Berlin, challenges other countries weary of adopting harm reduction methods to just take the leap.
If a thing has worked for years and years in places which are quite comparable to your Boston or then why don't you do it? Why don't you give it a try? You know, there are many people, social workers, healthcare workers, which are just dying to do that, you know, which really want to do it because they have learned it is necessary and it is possible.
To hear more about what taking that leap entails, in our next story tomorrow, we'll glimpse into one of Germany's drug consumption rooms where users can use illegal drugs legally. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.